408-516-593 from Wilson.
Right.
Whoops, my tape ran out at that point, but that's okay. This phone trip is full of calls to that particular long-distance number. Now, as we go from Kenley to Clayton, we leave the main Carolina telephone area, where being able to get onto the long-distance network without an operator has been quite a chore. We've tried to go through the callback circuits, had a good time trying to do it in Vanceboro, and so on. But from Clayton, all you have to do is dial 1 or 0, plus the 7 or 10-digit number, and that goes into Southern Bell's TSPS system, which allows both 800 and directory assistance calls to go through without operator assistance. Thus, the whole issue of how to get on to long distance without an operator is no issue in Clayton. From Clayton, here's 0, followed by a 10-digit number TSPS didn't like. After the last digit, you'll hear the ANI of my payphone being MF'd, and then TSPS plays its recording.
I'm sorry, your call cannot be completed at this time. Will you hang up and consult your directory, please? I'm sorry, your call cannot be completed at this time. Will you hang up and consult your directory, please? I'm sorry, your call cannot be completed at this time. Will you hang up and consult your directory, please? I'm sorry, your call cannot be completed at this time. Will you hang up and consult your directory, please?
Now from Clayton, here's an 800-222 number, which TSPS does accept, but the call ends up stopping at the Charlotte 4A, which gives us its vacant code recording.
Problem in completing your call is dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording 7042. We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call is dialed.
By the way, this sound is TSPS returning my coins, or trying to return any coins that might be there. That tone is actually the same tone as the MF key pulse tone. But in this context, a brief on-hook signal followed by that tone is how the coin return signal is conveyed over T-carrier. Of course, in the main Carolina telephone area, including Kenley, those signals are not used because all the coin phones are post-pay, and so there's no need for such a system. Many operator trunks are on T-carrier, but they don't have to do any coin control. From the Kenley payphone, 1 plus any complete number did end up being restricted in the same usual Carolina telephone way, just like Bellhaven, except Kenley didn't have a broken reorder. Now, I've mentioned many times how Carolina telephone has small local calling areas. From Kenley, here's a regular dial 0 call.
Yes, can you tell me what exchanges I can call locally from here?
243-237-291.
In addition to 284.
Right.
And do I dial those Wilson numbers normally?
8 before the Wilson numbers.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
From Clayton, the situation is quite different. You'll notice a tone when the operator answers. That's just a tone that most, but not all, TSPSs make that the customer hears, and it also beeps in the operator's headset. It's not like the tone that we heard from Kenley, which is to tell the operator I'm at a coin phone. What makes the tone necessary in Kenley is that the same trunks are being used whether you dial from home or from a coin. In Clayton, however, coin and home have separate trunks.
Please.
Yes, I need the list of codes that I can call locally here. Can you give that to me, or can someone give that to me?
Just a moment. Let's see, that you can call local from Clayton, you can call Rob. Just a moment. Raleigh.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what those exchanges are in Raleigh?
All right, just a moment. Raleigh codes are 737-755, 772-779, 781, 782, 787, 821.
821?
Right, 828, 829, 832, 833, 834, 851, 872, 876, 836, and let's see, and 733 is a new exchange.
Okay, great. Now, what else can I call?
That's all you can call. You can call Clayton, you can call Raleigh, that's it.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's all I'm going to put in this segment, but there's more of Kenley and then Clayton in the next one. I'm going to stop the side-by-side comparison and concentrate on the unique stuff about Kenley, and then the unique stuff about Clayton, which, as you can see, involves calling a lot of numbers in Raleigh. And by the way, that last call was edited to make it more listenable. You really don't want to hear what got left on the cutting room floor from that last call, because it's really not...
737?
Mm-hmm.
755?
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, well, anyway, there'll be none of that next.
I don't care, it's easier Social justice. When he talks to a heart, he says social. Immortal now. Thank you.
This narration was done in 2006. The techniques being retroactively described here applied only to the network of the 1970s and early 80s. The following telephone recordings were made in 1978 and 1980 by Evan Doorbell from a payphone in Greenville, North Carolina. We're continuing to explore the network 1XX codes, which have inadvertently been made dialable from Greenville payphones, though not from home phones. The valid codes beginning with 1 do try to go through. The ones that require no additional digits, for the most part, just work. But there are some that require more digits. And to make those work, it's necessary to take advantage of the NX1 digit-squeezing capability, which means that once the call is already starting to go through, you very quickly dial more digits. And if you do it fast enough, they get tacked onto the end and sent. Now, we found that 180, a code for Mexico, was going through, but that wasn't very useful because it was going through on only 3 digits. That gave us a recording from Greensboro.
9192C.
What I'm going to try to do here is dial a few more digits after 180.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or call your operator to help you. This is recording 2141C. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Well, we're getting somewhere. That's the recording from Dallas, which is probably the real translation point for 180. I'll try 180-522-1111 and see what happens. That time I got a Mexican reorder. Then when I flashed my hook, I reset a trunk, probably all the way down the line. On this next call, I dialed 180221, which went through, sounded like it got into Mexico, but it ended up on a silent line. Then when I started flashing my hook, it began to reset the trunk every time. Redialing, I dialed 180221 that time, and it seemed like it was doing the same thing. Now, actually, the code 180 could not be used correctly in this particular situation, because it was designed to be used by operators in the states calling Mexico. the operator would dial 180 plus the city code and the local number. And the Mexican city code and local number together were 8 digits. That's a total of 11, and the NX1 Regos here can only take 10. So no matter what I dialed, I couldn't dial 180 plus 8 more digits. Thus, the code could not work as intended in this particular situation, but we were able to get a call to go through to Mexico and hear a reorder at least. And what about this carrier noise? Isn't it great? This is the sound of the long-distance network at its best. And the reason this tape sounds so good is that it's recorded from a long-distance office. The Greenville NX1 is a tandem as well as a local office. So even though I'm getting a dial tone, I'm ending up connected right to the long-distance network from the payphone. So it makes a very, very clear quality tape. Now, there was another code for Mexico, 189, which in 1978 was the operator's route for Mexico City. Thus, if you wanted inward or directory assistance in Mexico City, the operator would dial 189-121 or 189-131. Here's what happened when I dialed 189-221.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. 404-1. We're sorry, your call cannot be completed.
That recording was from the Rockdale 4A, the translation point for 189, and probably the gateway for that part of Mexico. Now let's try 189-131 and see what we get. 131 in the U.S. is the standard code for directory assistance as called by operators.
Hot City, please.
Hello. Hello.
I couldn't talk without paying a quarter. I can re-ring it, however, by flashing my hook now. Now on this next call, you may notice that Greenville's MFs sound really awful. I've listened very carefully to this recording. It is not one of my tape recorders or the tape. It's that there really was a Greenville sender that had off-frequency MFs with a funny squeal in the background. And the MFs that were off-frequency actually worked half the time. In this case, they did go through. I'm going to try dialing 189-121. Well, that wasn't answering. Nice ringtone. One of those typical European-type tones, except it had a little bit of an interesting undulation in the tone quality. You know, I actually went to Mexico in 1974. I visited Guadalajara and Mexico City. And you know, the phone system at that time was extremely modern, very state-of-the-art. It was all Ericsson crossbar switches. Pretty uninteresting, actually. I recall that in Guadalajara, the phone numbers were 6 digits. In Mexico City, they were 7 digits, but they all began with 5 because they had recently gone from 6 to 7 digits and all the numbers had a 5 in front of them. 5 also was the city code for Mexico City. I remember that there